parent comes great responsibility.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Swinging Through Spider-Man, our second episode of 2020. I'm James, that's Brad. Each week it's been a few bloody months. We go through a Spider-Man comic in chronological order in the timeline as they were produced from the Amazing Spider-Man line, of course, by the famous Stan Lee. Brad, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. It's been great with our triumphant return. Like, hearing everyone get back behind us, hearing the positive reviews, taking a mick out of a couple of negative ones, it's been fantastic. And, you know, I think we was talking just before this about how we really enjoy our community and how we're trying to do our best to build it as much as possible.
Yeah, so what I will do is we've had Facebook that we've neglected, a Reddit we've neglected, and a Twitter we kind of keep on top of, but we'd like to kind of offer you the chance to jump aboard. I'll put links into the Facebook, the Reddit, the Twitter. We've probably killed Instagram now, but these are the best places to contact us, and we'd like to keep things going and keep talking out and, you know, be able to be, you know, communicated with and be easily reached, I think is what I'm on about, Brad, but I think it's a good push for that now, and just to get people involved and talking. And it's a nice thing as well, because I think that the kind of catalyst for this was seeing a guy on Facebook who said, you know, I've been feeling down, I'm glad you're back. And it was just like, whoa, people have missed us.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first time that we've heard of us having a positive impact on people's lives. And I know that we joked last time about being the flex tape of the Spider-Man podcast world. But, you know, genuinely, we enjoy doing what we're doing to make sure that, you know, we give people a bit of an ear to, you know, well, more so they lend us an ear and listen to us babble for the next half hour.
Yeah, it's a nice distraction, I guess, is kind of the thing of it. But I'm glad that you let us destroy Spider-Man. Like, thank you for this opportunity.
genuinely, like, take it to heart, man. Like, it is an honor. Like, at this point in time, like, as novice Spider-Man fans, I mean, we've read comics, we've enjoyed the Spider-Man animated series with all the sweet metal riffs. We've enjoyed the TV series with really cringy dancing. You know, not the TV series, the movie series and all those sort of things and the games. And then when we come to the comics and actually, like, read the origin story, how it's meant to be read, I mean, on a screen, we can't get it in paper, but it's one of them moments where, like, I can truly say that we're Spider-Man fans now. We'd like, I have a Spider-Man keyring. I have no keyrings on my keys barring a Spider-Man keyring. Like, it's that serious, folks.
No, it's a good thing to be in. It's a good community to be part of. I think for the most part, of course, every fandom, every community has their toxic aspects. We've not been exposed to that, and I think that is because it's an honour to be where we are, and I think people take us for face value for what we are, and that we don't treat it seriously, and we don't treat this character with the respect he deserves, and all the authors and the writers and the illustrators with the respect they deserve. But I think everyone knows it comes from a nice, loving and understanding place. Brad, we're on issue 75. Last time, Dr. Kurt Connors was forced at the hand of the Mafia, the Magia, sorry, to make the formula on the back of this damn stone tablet that's passed through so many hands. George Stacy, the Kingpin, it's been around. It's basically a formula for the Fountain of Youth, and the mob boss he wants it is Silvermane. Silvermane has got Kurt Connors' his family under lock and key to make this tablet work. And last episode it did.
You know what didn't work last episode? Spider-Man.
He's not exactly the world's greatest detective, is he? I'm glad he's not in a comic called Detective Comics, because he's no detective.
He essentially got blown up and went for a lie down.
It's better than being... Well, it's not as good as being blown off going for a lie down, really. Because that's not happening to Spider-Man anytime soon, because he's pissed off everyone who loves him.
The only person... Like, I don't think his chances are that far out the window, because Gwen Stacy is the only person last episode that said, maybe we should give him a break.
Oh, yeah, true. But he's pissed. He has not been a very good friend. It's that relationship. He's always caught in between, you know, the financial concerns of a young life.
He's been a bad friend, and he's been an even worse, and a worse babysitter, because Kurt Connor's kid and his wife got took by Kid Rock.
Yo, Kurt, you do not want to know where your son is right now. Because it could make you turn angry, and man, you will not like what happens to Kurt Connors when he turns angry. He turns into a lizard, man.
I would still like to know how that arm grows.
Yeah, I don't want to go there again. But, man, it really freaked me out last time, considering the biology of the thing. But he turns into a lizard. He grows his arm like he lost back, and it's just a pain for everyone to deal with. You can't get rid of him. Like, you can't just you can't fight him and kill him. Or, like, get rid of the issue, can you?
A lizard's like cockroaches, like, they'll survive, like, a nuclear winter and shit like that.
Yeah, but you got to also think, he's, like, Spider-Man's best friend. Like, Kurt Connors is Spider-Man's friend, so he's not going to be like, yeah, I need to stomp his ass.
it's like Florida Man just tackling an alligator in the local, like, what's it called, like, golf course.
You know
Mario 64, and you used to pick up Bowser by his tail and just swing him about.
Yeah, now I'm so done with this. Like, that's what Spider-Man has to do. He's like, kind of like disarm him through these like little meetings and fights. So it's like, I'll swing you through a tail and you will hit a truck, but it's all good natured. You know, it's all good natured fun between two
just,
friends.
Just imagine Spider-Man just there, like, it's banter, ain't it, mate?
Well, this stone tablet formula, of course, was the formula to the Fountain of Youth, and it has made the elderly mob boss, Silvermane, stronger and younger. He's now got brown hair, and that's where we left off, really.
Yeah, it was quite an abrupt end last episode, so I'm quite eager to see how things are going to pan out in this big, old, landmark 75th issue.
Yeah, of course. This is called Death Without Warning. It's by Stan Lee. It has artwork by John Romita. It has more artwork by Jim Mooney. And it's lettered by Artie Simek. And it's someone dying, basically.
I think we can argue it's a little bit more artwork done by Jim Mooney than John Romita at this point.
Yeah, I think John Romita has kind of like a... I haven't done the research because I don't really want to do the research because I'm not here to talk about John Romita at length.
Look, at the end of the day,
if you... the roadmap.
he did the pencils.
Yeah, he storyboarded, and now Jim Mooney's kind of went with it.
At the end of the day, if we was here to do a detailed breakdown, there's a hell of a lot better podcasts that do that than we do.
Yeah, you can easily find so many. So many. But Brad, Death Without Warning, someone is getting their wig clipped, and if Spider-Man could do anything about it, he's going to put the stop to it. But the thing is, he's searching for leads for Doc Connors and his family, who are in deadly danger because they're all locked up by the Mafia crime lords, Maggie SRE. And about this ancient stone tablet that could be a danger, Spider-Man has no leads.
Look, not a single one. Not even a Ned Leeds. Oi, oh.
Hey. He prowls the city looking for one lead, but he's got no luck because Spider-Man never has luck. However, that is about to change. A quick interrogation session leads Spider-Man onto the path of an aptly named Magia HQ. So that's where Kurt Connors and Silvermane are. How he gets his information, Brad, he kind of just like it does his old eavesdrop on these cronies, just hangs about the window.
Christ. It's flapping about in the breeze. And like, all it takes is one New York pigeon, because those things are like 747s, man. They are absolutely fucking huge. Like, that steady diet of like
bird
New
strike.
York pizza. Yeah, exactly. The fucking, what's it called? Angry Birds, man. That's all it takes. And that what these guys are kaput.
Well, he gets that information. He's like, thanks, guys. He webs him to the wall and he's gone. But how are they getting, how are they getting down?
I think they're kind of hanging out of the apartment window, kind of like two crooked air conditioner units side by side.
Let's put them through the wall. Like,
right.
I can't tell.
Here's what we know. Here's what we know about Spider-Man's webbing. It dissolves after so many hours. So you've essentially gave these two geezers a reason to rob an apartment. Well done, Spider. Well done.
Go straight through it.
You've essentially aided you essentially aided in this being it.
Spider-Man's got the info he needs to kind of get on the track of Kurt Connors and learn a lot more about this information that he's received. What is this Magia crime boss doing in the HQ? The fallout over Silvermane's ingestion of this formula. It's clearly so. There's a lot of people freaking out now because the man who was 80 now looks like 60, and then like he looks a lot stronger. He looks like 55. Basically, he looks like kind of at that peak, peak.
Watching old Vince McMahon fight now.
Yeah, he's bang on. You're exactly right. And he's on the hit list of Caesar Cicero. Big C.
The Big C. But I thought Cicero worked for Silvermane.
He does, but he wants that top job, and you get the top job.
Ah, yeah, I remember.
You get the top job by that guy dying. So he walks in, and he's like, oh, that's not Silvermane.
It couldn't possibly be Silvermane.
Like Silvermane's like, come in, dear Caesar. I've been waiting to see you. And he's like, yeah, just as you've been waiting my demise. And Cicero's like, no.
You know, if I found the elixir of life, do you know how many like sugar daddies I'd give it to? You know, like the quite clearly on death's door, like Bernie Eccleston kind of geezers, right? And the women are just waiting for them to pop the clogs.
Yeah, you need to shuffle off this motor coil right now.
Like, I just give it to them, man, and just watch the absolute disappointment just flood the face of the gold diggers.
So I like how Marco's trying to explain this. He's like, Big C, you got younger on a can of the tablet.
Like, that's a normal thing to do.
Yeah, like he's just like, this guy's 20 years younger. He's expecting like Big C to kind of get on the fucking level.
Dermatologists hate him, but with one simple tablet trick.
That's very good.
I'm here to tell you about the wonders of the tablet of life. Using our special formula, formulized by Kurt Connors, and it's just like redacted, like just... What's it called? Like the studio getting ripped apart by the lizard.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Magabaline.
That was a stretch.
Cicero gets to write quickly, telling the easily confused Man Mountain Marco, who wouldn't be, that the newly young Silvermane must be a trap and a trick, and thus six Marco on him. He's like, it's a trick. He's not Silvermane. He's got to be dealing with the police. Like, this is a joke. Like you know Silvermane. He's old as fuck.
I've got a side with Big C here. I've got to side with him.
Yeah, but Man Mountain Marco has been explaining the situation to Big C, and he just turns around and goes, "Yeah, that's what I thought."
But the thing is,
he didn't.
Triple M had the fucking pleasure of watching it happen. Like yeah,
he fucking saw this.
He had front row tickets, man, to the gun show.
Like, and then Silvermane, my brown man, says it won't work. You can't turn us against each other because, you know, you're out to serve your own ambitious ends. So Big C says, silence him, Marco, before it's too late. And Marco just turns fists on him.
just instantly starts wrestling.
It don't last long because Silvermane just banged him out.
Oh, yeah, standard.
Like they tussle, and they're having a real scrap.
Silvermane delivers, like, it's not so much the punches, it's the slaps, man. Like, so much impact on all the slaps.
Oh, so Silvermane fought to the top of the Magia, so he's like Kazumu Kiryu in a fucking Yakuza. Like, you fucking... Just strolling and throwing down, like, through the 70s. Like, listen, I know this is the 60s, not late 60s, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, like... I've got more impression of it being the 70s and him fighting the way through to the 2000s. There's this mob boss, like fucking Yakuza.
I'd watch it.
Like, that is legit. That is the coolest thing that a young Silvermane just like throwing down. I would read a comic of that.
Like
just like him having like It'd be like a manga, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Just a silent manga, like ninja style, like fucking just eyeballing.
But the thing is, the thing that's killing me about this is that Triple M actually looks like he belongs in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Like, nanny.
He's like he's dressed like a janitor. He's just walked in to clean this situation up.
Nah, it's pure leather, mate. That's pure, pure leather. Oh, like, head
it
to
does look like a Dickies onesie.
Yeah, I get where you're Dickies onesie. Because he tried to clean Silverman's clock, man. That's why he came dressed as the janitor. Yeah, but...
he tried to clean the clock, but little did he know he would be the one getting cleaned. Like, that's the truth. Like, mate, Silverman's done him.
Like, straight up dismantled, man. he looked Man Mountain Marco in the whites of his eyes and got he shook. He used what is it? Intimidate, like the Pokemon move, where he just looks at him.
I know. In the next panel, it's like, I don't know how Man Mountain Marco isn't understanding the situation as it's been explained to him twice now. But, and he's had to be beaten. Like, he's had to be beaten to a pulp to then go on like this exposition throwdown. He's like, the way you use your jokes, like, just like the stories. It's just like the story. You've seen this unfold.
Mate, Silvermane slapped him about even when he was old. So, like...
Yeah, this is like...
It's like he's like... He's like evolved, man. He's like the next level Silvermane.
Okay, Silvermane says in reply, the stories are true. It was I who helped organise the Magia. And he's like, while he's saying it, he's slapping him.
Like, after every word. True, bitch.
Yeah, I'm Rick James, bitch, like fucking Dave Chappelle.
What a five fingers. Say the sacrifice. Slap.
He gets that. And he's like, now if Marco speak, let me hear that you'll obey me. He's going wild, man.
You know, fucking airplane where he's just like, get a hold of yourself, and slaps the fuck out of him. And then, like, there's just a cube behind Silvermane. Like, even that nerdy weasel yeah, trying to get everyone in on the action.
I like how, like, Silvermane's hyping him up as well afterwards. Like, so it's Silvermane's holding him, like, ragging off him, slapping his face, and he's like screaming at him. He's like, yeah, you gotta be Silvermane, you're right. He's hyping the man up.
Silvermane is he looks like he's ready to take out the jugular, man. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. Silently and, staring at him.
He says it's like magic, and I'm like, hey man, you've seen this, it's science. Like, you've seen this. Like, you've seen the process. Like, it's not magic. You've seen every step of this unfold. Like, you have the perfect explanation for this.
Man, Marco is a very simple man. I just like spots and beers and cracking cold ones with my friends. I'm not ready to see no science mumbo jumbo.
He did not think this was happening today.
Oh, no. Not a single. Like, out the checklist that he had, it was buy milk, fuck off Big Sir, wrestle with Silvermane. Was not on there, but he's on there now.
Have a throwdown.
Man, he got that Google Calendar invite.
Man, his throwdown came like 2 hours earlier. Like, usually it's in the parking lot, like ragging someone around the car, like the parking lot. Like, he did not expect to be gripped by the boss.
It's a straight up like laboratory as well. He's getting completely handed in a laboratory.
So this will be the perfect time for Spider-Man to come bursting through the window.
Oh yeah, of course. Well timed.
Spider-Man comes bursting in, straight into Silverman and Marco, starts throwing down with a pair of them.
He doesn't even know who the fuck they are, other than that Triple M took the tablet. He hasn't got a fucking clue.
It's like he does get it. It's like Silvermane. This guy's meant to be like 8 years old. This guy's like dressed like he's about to invest in some serious stocks and go home and have like really disappointing sex. Like, this guy's like this guy's got like the pecan guy. He's like 18, chill with it. Like, Silvermane then gets the grips. He's like, all right, Spider-Man's here. You know, this is not how the plan was meant to go. I was meant to get on top of the Magia, and we're meant to kind of restore the crime wave. So he sets Man Mountain Mark on him, but Spider-Man's just not with it, man.
Oh yeah, no, he's just why is he handing Marco to himself? Like, Marco must have been so shook because there was like a fairly decent fight, what, 3 episodes ago?
Yeah.
So like in this one, Spider-Man is just completely waltzing over Marco. So he's not in the frame of mind to be fighting Spider-Man right now.
Yeah, Marco has got it coming and he just gets slapped to the ground. But then he hears some horrific news, Spider-Man. He deals with Marco. He just jumps in, kind of does the old judo throw. He's got him on the ground for the old ground and pound
slap. He makes it look easy. Like, it's super effortless.
It's incredibly easy. It's just, he's... Because Spider-Man's had, probably for the first time in a while, a good rest. I mean, he did get blowed up. But, like, in terms of a Spider-Man rest...
Mate, he slept like a baby. He... literally tucked himself up, man, and just did, no.
But as like Spider-Man's about to give him the old like fist to the face, the old, you know, I'm gonna rearrange your teeth for you.
He turns around, two lights out.
Yeah, he turns around. And it's like Silverman is getting younger, so he's went from 80 to like 60 to 50, and now he's like 40.
Oh no, he's Benjamin Buttoning. Oh yeah! No.
Well, he says, I'm like in my early 20s. He doesn't look like if that is rough. That is rough if you're early 20s. that is the roughest.
That is a rough upbringing indeed.
But that's him at his pure physical peak. So what he does is he takes the blazer off, he undoes the tie, he's like, I'm going to throw it down with Spider-Man.
It is like, it's time to get to work.
Watching on, Kurt Connor says, right, this is time to vamoose. It's time to get out of here and go.
Right, so within this amount of time, Spider-Man's had enough time to break through a window, question what the fuck was happening, handle Mountain Marco. Spider-Man and Silverman are having a full-blown conversation, and now Connors is like, I'm just gonna leave.
I like to imagine this happened in seconds. Like, this was just like, bang. Like, so Man Mountain Marco's perspective, right? This is from my story, from his perspective. He sees Silverman drink the thing, and he's like, no, Connors, you can't give him the thing. He goes to throw it down with Connors. He turns around, Silverman's younger, and he's like, oh, God, Silverman, what has happened? Cicero then comes in, and he's like, get him. He gets him. He turns around, Spider-Man's through the window. That's it. Like, instant.
and Connors wastes not a second.
Like, yeah, that's how I imagine it. It's like, it's not done justice by the format of a comic because this happened extremely fast.
But we know it. Right, Spider-Man's timeline doesn't measure up with what's happening in that lab. Because think about it, Spider-Man's gone home.
I think offset the timelines a little. Offset it a little. Spider-Man went home.
This comic was directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, offset it a little bit. So Connors has been working there a day, right?
Yeah.
And this is the next day.
With you.
So Spider-Man has just slept. He's woke up and he's went, right, I'm going to get my lead. He stumbles onto the first lead that comes around and he arrives bang on time.
With you.
Whilst this has already been... I don't think it does it justice like that.
No. I suppose we don't need to get ourselves bogged down with the timeline of this thing. All that we know is that Kurt Connors is a cloud of dust in that lab right now.
All we know...
He's out of dodge, man.
He's making like a trid splitting, man. Is that even how he goes?
Well, there's I'm gonna make like a tree and leaf.
Oh, okay. It make like a banana and a split.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. But all we know is that Man Mountain Marco was on top of the world literally 60 seconds ago. Oh, look, and now he's out cold.
Man Mountain Marco went from seeing a legit miracle to seeing stars.
So Connors is like, I've got to get out of here. They forced me to do this tablet.
Triple M's going to get up and demand a rematch with a table, ladders and chairs match.
So Connors says, he gives us a bit of truth here. He's like, okay, they forced me to do the tablet, but what's going to happen here is not going to be good. Like, nobody asked me about the consequences. I just wanted me to do it. It's like the Jurassic Park line. You need to stop thinking about, you know, if you could, whether you didn't think about whether you should. You were too focused on the could.
Oh, like,
could this happen? You didn't think about whether you should do it. He definitely shouldn't have done it.
Oh, no.
You'll find out. But Connors wants to find his family and get out of here because, hey, any further stress is turning him right into the lizard, which is exactly what happens because he's in an incredibly stressful situation.
Oh, just a slight bit.
So he runs around the corner and he's like, oh,
his blood
shit.
Pressure is through the fucking roof.
I hope he's not wearing like an Apple Watch because he will not want to see the results of today.
Do you reckon he could like change his strap like to his other hand? Like, now I can wear two.
Like, he grows an Apple Watch on the lizard one. He's just got a normal Rolex.
Oh.
Well, he has like a full-on breakdown. He's like, I can't stop it. And the stress of him trying to strop it is like
brings his other
arm through. Yeah. And he's like, I have to run away. I got to lock myself in a room and have a timeout. And he's like, nah, I'm the fucking lizard now, man.
It's too late, man. It's happened.
But then he starts getting to like fully lizard. He's fuming. He's like, doors, walls, no. He wants to be in the swamp. He wants to be a swampy boy.
Swampy boy, man. He wants to rule the government once more.
So this geezer kind of turns around the corner with a gun on the lizard at the worst possible time.
He's like,
I thought I heard someone out here. Hold it right there, mister. Who are you? And he's like, I'm the lizard.
I feel like people walk around his Magia headquarters with guns out, like the way people usually walk around the office with a cup of tea. Like, morning, Bob. And they've all just got, like, guns drawn.
Like, oh, I didn't see you there. It's like the lizard just fully gunning at him.
You know,
that's all you'll ever need to know.
Like, I feel like I'd probably be most scared of fighting the lizard. Because think about it. Imagine you just walk down that corridor and you see the lizard, like, on all fours. Just literally, like... You know when greyhounds do that scoop action? You know what I'm on about, where like the front legs go in between, just the lizard's white of these eyes are coming at you like that. That'd be scary as fuck.
Yeah, and he's like an animal. He'll kill you.
Oh, yeah, legit. And he's from Florida, so he would definitely kill you.
He's like a bath salts. A PCP. But like, so his brain switches really quickly. He's like gone from... I must stay calm to I can use my lizard powers to get out of here to like, oh, I am extremely powerful. I can get my lizard powers to the fullest and I can be the lizard forever.
That's a wild ride, that is. That is literally 0 to 100.
He really doesn't like doors and walls. Like, if he was trapped in an IKEA showroom, he'd be literally the worst time of his life.
Constantly like, it's another room!
This doesn't make sense.
I took the shortcut and now I am in a fucking PAX wardrobe.
Well, his family are in the same building and they just don't know. All they can hear is commotion, so they're like, this is bad news. And Billy Connors does step up. He's like, I'll protect your mom. He's like, you ain't gonna protect them from shit. Hey, you got the most dangerous fucking organized crime syndicate to have ever existed holding you hostage.
It's you know, fine. I've played a lot of GTA. I know how this works.
I played True Crime LA. Like, I can handle myself.
Wow.
But sister,
wow. Just True Crime. Oh, mate, you've just, you know, when people unlock memories for you.
That's a True Crime Streets of New York.
Nah, LA, man. That was the first one. New York was the second one.
Was it?
I think so. What a game.
So the lizard does leave that guy alive, though, and he runs to Cicero, and he's like, he obviously tells Caesar Cicero, Big C, that there's a lizard running around, and he's like, you're fucking playing games. And he slaps, gives him the slap.
Big C believes that everyone's going fucking nuts in here right now.
Yeah, he says it's a trick. Admit it, it's a trick of Silvermane. It's all good. I feel like it's believable, but like Silvermane has made himself look young and conjured a fucking human lizard, is what Caesar's sister is thinking.
And you know what he's also thinking? He's thinking he's made that cigarello last all fucking day. Like,
like it's hanging, it's on its edge.
Every single panel, man, is puffing on it.
But man, things are about to get from bad to worse because Cicero says, right, get all the guns. arm yourselves. Final showdown time. We're taking control of this situation. Yeah, fair play. Yeah,
man of action. Yeah. So Silvermane don't even give a fuck about how the Maggie is like being run at the moment. All he cares about is sorting Spider-Man out. It's not even sorting Spider-Man out. It's just a pissing competition. It's like at that moment where you're all fucked in the pub and you see the punch bag being in the corner and it's all, I've got a fiver in my pocket. Let's get some more scores, lads.
But yeah, Silvermane's showing off, and I think Spider-Man's just like taking the blows. I mean, they're pretty dangerous. He gets thrown in across the laboratory, this explosive stuff. But he's just kind of like going with it. You know what I mean? He's just like, okay, ow, that hurt. Yeah, you're hurting me so bad.
Yeah, he's definitely came up against much dangerous foes. It kind of looks like he's dialing it in a bit.
Yeah, and he's kind of like gets up and he's scratching his head, and Silverman's going, I'm stronger and I'm younger and I'm wiser. I'm gonna deal with you. Spider-Man's like, yo, is his voice breaking?
Could you imagine that? He's just like, and now I'm stronger and wiser than ever.
Now all you who live shall learn how merciless the Maggie can be.
So when you go to the villa for the first time and your dad's like, yeah, you can square here, lad. And you're like, the referee is a wanker.
But Silverman just like gets Spider-Man and starts wailing on him. He's like, this is how strong I am. I'm getting you, Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's there like, No, this isn't hurting. And he's like, no, I'm deadly. I'm Silvermane. Ow.
No, I'm deadly.
Like, that's what he says as a spider. That's like, you know what? Nah, you went, you know. And he like lays him out. I didn't include the panel. I don't think I included the panel. He just like punches him like one time. Like,
one and done. Like, the Spider-Man special.
Like, just, it's not even like a good punch. He's just like deals him. He's like, right, you know what? I've got to find Connors because this dickhead's just doing my my fruiting.
Because at this point, Spider-Man don't even really believe his Silvermane, does he? He's just some geezer.
Yeah, it's just like this guy whose voice is breaking, calling me Silvermane, and his punches have went from agonizing to nothing in the space of 30 seconds. Like, he just sits there and just takes it, and he's like, yeah, whatever. Throws him across the room. He's like, right, we've got shit to deal with. It's all the situation turning. People are turning it with guns. I've got to get this Connors family and Kurt Connors out of here. So he actually goes outside and starts throwing down with thugs.
People
to pay attention on.
Yeah, people with actual guns.
Sister is hiding around the corner. He's like, I'm going to take my chance now. I'm going to end Silvermane. He's like, all alone, I'll go and deal with Silvermane. The geezer walks into the room and he picks up the geezer. Silvermane turns him around. He's like, I'm going to, you know, you're not going to deal with this. It's over. And he's like, no, 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 no. And Silvermane's a kid. Silvermane's a child.
But his clothes are still the same size.
Yeah. It looks like work experience.
Mummy, look how big I am.
Well, you won't fuck with me, Cicero. We'll deal with you.
Cicero, you can't. You go get me a Yazoo milkshake right now.
So Cicero ain't even got time to hear anything Silvermane's saying. He's gone.
He's completely like scrambling to get out of the room. Like,
that has freaked his shit.
You know, it's quite clear that someone's losing all their footing and they're just grabbing on out of anything they can possibly grab out of in order to just propel themselves forward.
Yeah, it's quite horrifying, actually, because you think, right, I'm going to deal with this guy, and then the guy you were going to deal with is now like 10 years old.
And the other thing is that Cicero was like, he was adamant it was a trick. And now he's gone from seeing this bloke, like, you know, from 80 to 10 years old. And it's just sort of setting in.
Yeah, and you've got to imagine the time frame of this. It's like 10 minutes, not even 10
not
minutes.
Not even 10 minutes. It's
like, this has been like 5 at max. Like, so from 5 minutes ago of ordering Marco on him and coming back into him with like armed guards to kind of take control like a coup, the guy is now 10.
Cicero's just like, am I being punked right now?
That's where he's scrambling to. Is there any cameras, like concealed cameras around it? Where's Aston Kutcher? But it's quite melancholy. Like Silvermane's there, like, you know, this is just not going to be good. I'm getting slimmer. I'm getting slimmer and smaller and weaker. I wanted life eternal, but not this. He's like, because the scream's meant to be really dramatic, but it's obviously like coming from like a child.
Now, I'd imagine it's like proper, like broken. Like, you know, when kids like cry and it starts to crack. I'd imagine it's like that, like a squeal, man. Squeal of a child.
Yes, sir. So he has this moment and he's just getting smaller and smaller. And Spider-Man's like, yo, that's a kid screaming from where Silvermane is. And he drops what he's doing to go to that. Because it's like, what happened since I left? In the moments I've left? He goes back and he sees a kid run out of the room. And he's like, what? That's Silvermane's clothes. The boy is wearing Silvermane's clothes running. How is that? That's Silvermane. He kind of clocks and he's like, what the fuck is going on here? And he deals with the thugs and he runs out. He's like, right, this is insane. This is really creepy as well, Brad. So he tracks down, he follows kind of these lost clothes that have been left on, like one of the shoes has fallen off, another shoe, the trousers, the shirt. And he is like,
essentially, it's when I come in from a night out and I've just sort of derobed on the way to the bed.
Yeah, it's like a floor drobe. This is so he goes over and it's like a crying, like I would imagine, baby in the clothes.
My mom said I couldn't have a derelict dunker.
The sob, like, and it gets worse. It was a baby in their clothes, and as Spider-Man gets closer, he just puts his fucking head in his arms, his face palm. He's like,
mate,
there's nothing,
you know,
there.
You know why? Because he watched a child become unborn. Like he watched a child become unborn.
Like a reverse. It's like, it's just like you've iconics. It's like Benjamin. It's not even like Benjamin Button.
Like,
it's like,
how far does it go down? Like to the point where he's a bit of jizz, or like even further to the point where he's like the protein that made the jizz. Mate, like until he's like a full on like cake or something.
Oh, imagine if he opens that clothes and there's just like a stain.
It's
oh,
a puddle.
God. No, but that is what, like, there's nothing there, basically. He's like, goes up to the clothes and he's like, yep, Silvermane found the youth and he's young forever and walks off.
How do you reckon that's delivered? Because there's an exclamation mark at the end.
I know it's meant to be dramatic, but it's also like, this is horrifying, right? This is genuinely horrifying.
The geezer got Obi-Wan. Like, when your clothes fall apart without you being in them, that's horrific.
Yeah, and this isn't just happening to Silvermane anymore, it's happening to a kid that would grow up to be Silvermane. This is a child.
Oh, yeah,
has essentially died in front of him, like, or disappeared or wherever. So there's nothing in those clothes, and he's like, the prize will be his forever. And like that, he does that dramatic thing and walks off. And I was like, yeah, you're not fixing it, are you? You can't fix this.
Well, I suppose Spider-Man had no part to play in this. Even, like, Silvermane took the formula before Spider-Man even arrived on time. But I kind of feel like Spider-Man's problems are not over, as there is the matter of Kurt Connors.
Yeah, I don't think so. That we're coming to the end of this issue, and Spider-Man does the exposition. He walks away, kind of like shrugging. He's like, "Oh, so there were warnings on this hieroglyphic tablet, obviously." And I think like it'd be very funny if we go back to last episode's conversation, like the emoji. It's got the baby and like a skull and like the red cross
and just a sperm cell. Okay. Sperm cell.
Yeah. And he's got his head around it. Obviously, this
it'd be like three droplets of water and an eggplant,
a peach and an eggplant.
Yeah.
Like, no. Spider-Man, he kind of cottons onto where the Connors family are. So he bursts through the door. He's like, look, I'm here to take you out. You have to come out with me now. We can explain everything later. You're both unharmed. You're both fine. The mafia have been buried. We need to get you out of here. But Martha Connor says, where's Kurt? There's only one thing that happens in times like this when Kurt isn't showing up. Billy says, you know what I mean. But you know, we got this guy here, so I don't know. He's going to deal with him.
He's going to sort my dad out. He's your pa, man.
No, it's like mum's new boyfriend and dad's coming and he's really kicked off. Like, he's divorced. He's really kicked off. The boyfriend just lays him out. Like,
oh, dad, you can't do that.
Like, you cannot be abusive within these four walls anymore.
My dad is a waster. He just constantly shoots up into his green stuff.
And then he's
been cooking formula in a lab.
So we finally head, Brad, to the whereabouts of the lizard. Last time they fought, Spider-Man almost got done by him. And this scaly skinned stalker, the comic says, is bigger, better, more powerful than ever. But then he remembers, my wife, my son, I cannot harm them. I've got to lock myself in this room and board myself away. I've got to lock, whilst I've got this little bit of lucidity, I've got to fucking lock, I've got to keep myself away. And then it goes, and he's like, you know what, I'm a king, I'm the lizard, you know what I mean? Mm. Nah, no family, I'm a lizard. Lizards don't have families, we roll as one.
Fucking I am the unit.
It's that's pretty much what he says.
I was about to say, it's quite well done. Like, it's almost like Animorph. Do you remember them shitty, like, terrible teen Animorph novels where, like, the geese was wrote, like, the picture of, like, the guy turned into a cat or something? Like, it's like that, but Kurt Connors constantly morphing between being Connors and the lizard until the point where they draw the lizard's eyes, like, completely soulless.
Yeah, and I think that leaves us off perfectly. Only the lizard is left within the lizard. There's no trace of Kurt Connors in there anymore. It's gone.
Like, the next issue is called The Lizard Lives, but he doesn't laugh and love.
He does not, man. But Brad, that is the end of the issue. Magia dealt with. Silvermane dead. Man, Matt and Marco unconscious. Cicero, mental hospital.
Possibly.
Sectioned.
Possibly.
He's got to go. Kurt Connors, the lizard, he's now the lizard. Billy Connors setting Spider-Man on his dad.
Setting Spider-Man with his mom. That's really where it's at. My mom is now single.
Brad, that is the end of issue 75, and I feel like it really picked up.
Yeah, to be fair, it feels as though the Stone Tablet saga went all the way around the Reekin to get to this finale. And even then, it seems a bit lackluster considering Silvermane was introduced, what, three episodes ago? Three issues ago?
Two, maybe.
And he's like panned out to be this ultra, you know, interesting character and formidable foe with his intellect and power, and he's just gone. Interesting.
All the way gone.
Unbirthed, gone, mate.
I was going to say Benjamin Button, but he lived a full life.
Can you have it like an 83-year-old abortion? Because that's how you do it.
Dealt with him. But man, issue 76, the lizard back in action.
Mate, I am looking forward to this. I don't feel like there's been enough lizard action in all of the 75 issues to date. I mean, he's an interesting character. There's a lot on the line for him. You know, super like smart, lizard super fast, super powerful.
I feel like Dr. Kurt Connors, as like prominent as he is, there should be more lizard.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like, I think this will be like the third, if not fourth, but probably more likely third time we've seen him.
Something along those. That sounds about right. But you know, we have what, 75 issues down, 625 to go.
Yeah, well, Brad, I guess we end it there, mate. You can find us at Spidey Podcast. We'll be back very soon with another episode. The Lizard Will Live, and we'll be ready back for when that happens. Any signing off notes?
Just another massive thank you for, you know, the welcome
back. It was really well received. Our last episode, it was really nice to see everyone, you know, almost as rubbing their eyes on Christmas morning as if to say, like, what? You got me a Spider-Man podcast? It's fantastic. So, you know, thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking by us within our hiatus. And,
I think I couldn't have summed it up better. But yeah, again, you can find us at Spidey Podcast on Twitter. We'd love to hear off you. And we'll be back very soon with more Spidey action, with, of course, a cameo, more than a cameo, from the Lizard. See you soon and goodbye.
Lizard!